The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Really? 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. It's Monday. Good morning. How are you? Doing okay? I hope so. You know, put on a happy face. The Power Hour, by the way, good news. We made TalkStream Live Power 50 for the 12th year in a row. So for those of you who don't know about TSL, this is a great way to tune into the Power Hour if you have the wherewithal to do it. You go to TalkStreamLive.com. Or you can download the TalkStream Live app on your smartphone and you can listen to the Power Hour live through TalkStream Live by phone if you want to at 717-528-3960. Or you can listen to the replay on the podcast line at 641-793-9840. Now, for those of you who want to listen to the replay, you can write those numbers down again. If you want to listen to the Power Hour live by phone through TalkStream Live, which gets our points up and kicks us up the ladder, that number again is 717-528-3960. And for those of you who want to listen to the replay on the podcast line, it's 641-793-9840. Morgan News, Judy. Thank you so much for donating another Rick Satellite System. Drum roll. Thank you, Judy, for that. We're going to be giving away another Rick Satellite dish and a whole system. Rick Kaler. Say prayers for Rick. Hopefully his shoulder is feeling better. And Bobby for helping him along. They've been with this show for a long time. And, of course, now that means you can send a letter in on why you'd like the dish. And, that's some dish. Yeah, we're talking about a 33-inch disc that goes in your yard, points at the equator. And, if you write a letter to us, you can send it to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Or you can email us at support@thepowerhour.com. Include your name, address, and phone number so we can call you, because Rick probably will want to talk to you to make sure you can use it. And all you got to do is tell us in a few short words or sentences or paragraphs, whatever the case may be. Don't be too verbose. We don't need a dissertation. This is not your PhD. Send a letter and why you'd like the dish and make sure to send your phone number. And there you have it. Wow. Is that cool or what? Thank you, Judy. Appreciate that. 10% off the following products this week because we know you like to make a deal. You like deals. Strauss Naturals and Grown by Nature. 10% off this week. And, of course, we are carrying the Greska Carbon 60 45-day supply and the Rife machine, now available by dropship. All the purchases help to keep us on the air because we're 100% reader-supported platform without website adverts. That means without your support, we would not exist. So we appreciate you doing that. And see, every day that, you know, we're on here, we flip the switch, it means you all are doing what's necessary to keep us on the air, and we encourage you to keep doing it. Because we don't want that point in time to ever happen when you turn on the dial and all of a sudden we're not there anymore. And, of course, if you're buying books that are discussed by our guests or hosts or callers or anything, you're going to be linked to our recommended books page on the website, thepowerhour.com. If you click the link to purchase the book through our site, we get a little something for helping that along to help pay for radio operations. They are not cheap, folks. This is a nationally syndicated radio talk show. Power Hour is also partnered with U.S. Coin Capital. If you've not talked to Fred Deshefsky, You need to. We have the prayer line, prayer request, thepowerhour.com. Click the community tab, and there it is. Don't be afraid to have us all pray for you. Let us know what's going on. We already said Rick Kaler with ricksatelliteusa.com needs a little prayer lift up there. For those of you buying from the Power Mall for the first time, we're offering a first-time customer discount, 10% off by using the code FIRST, the number 10, at checkout. Also applies to phone orders. And, of course, 877-817-9829, 55 minutes from now, the Power Mall will open. You can talk to a live human being, 877-817-9829. And, of course, if you do not have internet and you're not sure what we offer, when you call that number, you can request a Power Mall catalog and we'll send you one. Jared Lovelace, who is running against neocon deep state Congressman Michael McCaul, is going to be joining us at the top of next hour. He's a U.S. Army vet running for election to Texas's 10th Congressional U.S. District. All right. March 5th is the Texas primary. So he's running in the Republican primary to challenge McCaul. Moving on to world news. I'm going to try to keep this brief because there's a whole lot more stuff going on over here than there is over there. I got four news stories for you under world news, and I'm going to be brief. The U.S. and its allies launched a new series of attacks on Houthi rebels in Yemen over the weekend in a retaliatory measure against the rebels who have been repeatedly attacking commercial shipping in the Red Sea. They're claiming that, of course, the rebels are backed by Iran. And, of course, they're going to continue, according to the administration. At least 28 dead in Russian-occupied Ukraine as shelling hits a bakery. I just funded a bagel. Yeah. Moscow-installed officials say Ukrainian long-range shelling killed 28 people, some of them children, at a bakery in the Russian-occupied city of Lysychansk. According to local officials, 10 others were rescued from under the rubble by emergency services. Of course, Ukrainian officials in Kyiv did not comment on the incident, right? Lysychansk. Yeah, that's a good one. It's like blowing chunks, but it's different. It's Lysychansk. All right. A British lawmaker is calling for dead people. Are you ready for this? You talk about insanity. When I read the headline, I went, oh, you got to be kidding me. It's one of those. British lawmaker calls for dead people to be able to change their gender. Oh, my goodness. What's this world coming to? You see, that's the fun part of the show is you get to report on this stuff. But Dave, I just want to hear the news. You got to be serious. I'm sorry. I can't be serious with stuff like this. You got to be kidding me. British law should be amended, according to a member of the Parliament for the left-wing Labour Party, Charlotte Nichols, Warrington North MP. Charlotte Nichols. She suggested the Gender Recognition Act of 2004 be updated to allow transgender people who are deceased to be legally remembered by the gender they live by. Okay, and how's that going to happen? You're going to dig them up and they're going to say, yeah, I think we ought to change the headstone. Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me. This push follows a petition last year signed by nearly 14,000 people asking for a similar change to the law following the killing of Breonna Gay, that's G-H-E-Y, a reportedly transgender teen who died at 16 years of age, short of the minimum 18 age requirement for changing one's gender legally in the UK. So, yes, we must recognize all those in the TG community. Yeah, let's dig up Breonna and see if she wants to change that. Wow. See, that's, you wonder what the world's coming to. One saving grace over across the pond in Ireland. Headlines out this morning, Sinn Féin's Michelle O'Neill, good-looking woman. She's an Irish woman, has made history after she was appointed Northern Ireland's first nationalist first minister. The DUP's Emma Little-Pengelly has been appointed deputy first minister. The return of power sharing follows the Democratic Unionist Party, which is the DUP, ending its boycott over post-Brexit trade rules. Ms. O'Neill told the Assembly Chamber it was a historic day which represented a new dawn. Northern Ireland's devolved government was restored over the weekend, 2 years to the day since it's collapsed. Believe it or not, that's what happened. The Unionist Party boycotted the devolved government for 2 year post-Brexit checks on goods going between Northern Ireland and Great Britain. So now, finally, things are going to straighten themselves out. It looks like Northern Ireland's government is back in full swing now. Another story we just added to the mix this morning. It's interesting when you have a government, you know, people wonder what's going on with Northern Ireland besides, you know, the little conflagration here. But they're talking about, and this is something that just gets passed in the back channels about all the people over there sucking off the teat of Britain, getting, what, $90 billion a year or something like that? Or $90 million, whatever. It doesn't really matter. You know, it's this is the thing about the socialism and, well, we're going to give you this money and we want you to do what you're told. And, you know, it's all that back channel stuff. Now we move on to U.S. news at 11 minutes after the hour. This is what I've been waiting to get at. You call this a large? Actually, I should have said, you call this a border deal? Yeah, we the people call it the Shaft. I mean, this is crazy what they came up with. This is the Senate now. We got to tell you about this. You know, this is like the comedian that gets on stage and says, yeah, I'm here because I got to do something to pay for my $500 a day crack habit. No, just kidding, $400. Yeah. So here's what the Senate, seriously, Mr. Lankford, Chucky Schumer, you know, Chucky the Knife. Yeah. And then, of course, let's see, who else? Oh, Mitch McConnell. Let's not forget Mitch. Yeah, see, these are the people that we the people keep electing to office when it's their time to be reelected. And, of course, let's not forget Chris Murphy and Democrat from Connecticut and Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona, who became independent. They'll be lucky if she gets reelected again. They've come up with border legislation. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, we actually, when you go to the email blast, there's a long-awaited text of the bill in PDF. You can click on it and read it and then go vomit. The $118 billion package addresses a wide array of national security expenses, including, oh, here it comes, funding for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, as well as provisions strengthening and to fund border security. $60 billion allocated to Ukraine, $14.1 billion for Israel, and $20 billion to implement the border security measures. And what's the catch? Oh, yeah. Senate bill gives Ukraine 75 times as much funding as the U.S. border wall. Measly $650 million to continue building the border wall, and Ukraine would be sent $48 billion. $650 million on the border wall, $48 billion in American taxpayer money to Ukraine. Oh, they're just, don't worry, they're just going to print it up. They're going to ask the Fed to print it up because they know they'll never pay it back. So why should we be concerned about whether they pay it back or not? Well, because the more they print, the more it costs us at the grocery store. Of course, Biden is blaming you grocers out there cheating all these people by raising your prices. Nah. Now, you see, this is how they deflect, folks. I mean, come on. You want the news? We gave you the news. Here's the kicker about the bill. Besides the limited amount of money being spent on the border. Now, you remember what we told you first off about 5,000 people a day being allowed in, seeking asylum? And if more than 5,000 a day show up, the DHS Secretary Dorcas Mayorkas would be required to shut down the border? The deal also limits the president's parole authority, the power that gives the president ability to allow more illegal immigrants into the country. That's the news. But now they've negotiated it. Now, remember what I said about the crack habit and $500 a day crack habit? No, just kidding. $400. Well, now they've lowered that figure to 4,000 daily encounters over a 1 week span. And if they get that threshold reached, then the DHS secretary could shut down the border. Could. But he won't. And of course, Chuckie Schumer is lying to the American people, calling it a monumental step towards strengthening America's national security abroad and along our borders. This is one of the most necessary and important pieces of legislation Congress has put forward in years to ensure America's future prosperity and security. Oh, wow. Mr. Schumer, how can you sit there and look into cameras and talk in that New York Jewish accent you have and make us believe that? All we got to do is look around us. And here's the deal with the House of Representatives. House Republican Conference Chairwoman Elise Stefanik of New York said it's an absolute non-starter. It's going to die when it gets to the House. Never going to happen. She wants the Remain in Mexico and other Trump-era immigration policies put forward instead. And not only that, but Mike Johnson is going, look, if you want Israel to have funding, then I'm going to do a standalone bill for $17.6 billion to Israel. But you know, what's amazing is these pompous, you know, that's not, I know, I'm not going to get there. You know where I'm going with that. They can sit there and spend your money and give money away to all these foreign countries. And we get the shaft. We, the people, keep electing these blowhards who don't care about how much money they spend and where it goes, and while padding their pockets, self-serving. Really? I mean, come on. Am I saying anything that people out there haven't already thought up? I mean, come on. Meanwhile, a federal judge has dismissed yet another challenge to former President Trump's eligibility as a candidate under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, this time in South Carolina, ahead of the state's primary this month. Yeah, of course, that was one of those 20 cases brought by John Anthony Castro that got arrested for some crooked dealings out there. You can call it a stinging defeat. You can call it whatever you want. U.S. District Court Judge Mary Geiger Lewis found the case to be without merit. See, why is that? Because John Anthony Castro has not been harmed. He was recently charged with several tax crimes. As the GOP field narrows, Trump's legal battles intensifies. And here's what's going on now. You know, this is why everybody wants Trump in there, because they want him to get even with this dual system of justice we have. Is that what you call it? I mean, see, we are all sarcastic when it comes to Washington, D.C., aren't we? I mean, if there's one out there that thinks D.C. is doing a wonderful bang-up job, I sure would like to hear from you. That's why we have an open phone line at 844-769-2944. I'm thinking we got it fixed. Had some problems with it last week. But here's the situation. You know, he hasn't been convicted of insurrection. The insurrection statute was put in there post-Civil War to keep Confederates from running for office. Okay. They're trying to take this thing and extrapolate it, kick the can down the road and put Trump in it and paint the picture on him. Federal judge has rejected a challenge to mail-in ballots in North Dakota, believe it or not. There's a lawsuit brought by a legal foundation focusing on election integrity cases that sought to invalidate a North Dakota law that allows mail-in ballots to be counted for 13 days after Election Day. Well, you got to ask yourself why that is so. Well, because your legislature in North Dakota voted it that way. Okay. Yeah, I get it. I know why they're doing it. They're trying to make, you know, let's do paper ballots and let's do, you know, I mean, all the things Dr. Naomi Wolf has been talking about on her Substack page. Let's go back to the way things used to be. And I'm sure I can get agreement out of everybody out there. Yeah, that we should go back to paper ballots again and make them count them by hand right there with monitors standing over them, leering to make sure they don't cheat. That's the only way we're going to have a free and fair election in this country, folks. You know that. There's always, when they've got computers running the show and AI running the show, there's always going to be questions over election fairness and whether or not it was legitimate. That's what we're really worried about, is legitimacy of our elections. And of course, we have an article out there called the Shadow Playbook of 2024, Election Under Siege. While Trump appears to be cruising toward the GOP nomination, and with a polling lead over incumbent Biden in key swing states, Republicans are facing a much steeper climb in the general election than they realize. Fundamental changes in state election laws, coupled with an alliance of left-wing federal, corporate, financial, and nonprofit entities, gee, that would be NGOs, wouldn't it? They've handed the Democratic Party advantages the GOP may be unable to overcome. Why is that? Well, because the RNC doesn't have that much money. The DNC, on the other hand, not only do they have the money, see, because way back when, the RNC had the money, the DNC had the troops. Now it's the other way around. Well, actually, the RNC didn't have much of either. Now, the Democrats want to keep this going, and that's why they got Soros and everybody else kicking money into these shadow campaigns. There is an article out in 2021 called The Secret History of the Shadow Campaign That Saved the 2020 Election. Author Molly Ball detailed a well-funded cabal of powerful people ranging across industries and ideologies, working together behind the scenes to influence perceptions, change rules and laws, steer media coverage, and control the flow of information. While praising the effort, Ms. Ball said the actors were not rigging the election, they were fortifying it. Really? You see, that's the tit for tat. The conspiracy, she describes, included DNC operatives, union leaders, tech and social media companies, Wall Street bankers, and a network of profit donor funds that pooled hundreds of millions of dollars to finance armies of poll workers and got millions of people to vote by mail for the first time. You see, that's where our problem is, right there. And the well-funded cabal is all about that. And until the individual communities rise up and do what's necessary, we will continue to have broken elections. In the words of political analysts John Fun and Hans von Spakovsky from Heritage Foundation, who we've had on the show before. Wow. We'll get on to what's happening here in Texas. Something crazy just happened in Texas over the weekend. Happened on Friday, actually. We want to tell you about it. Go to the phone. Eric, you are on the line.
Yeah,
you're in the Show Me State. Show me something, Eric.
Well, I don't know which show I heard this on, but if it's trouble getting the votes counted by paper, you don't have to be 18 to work in that voting part of it, is counting the votes. So they can get high school kids in there to help count the votes.
High school kids, gee, do you think they would know how to count to 10? Given
well,
the way the
educational
education system?
Used to be a full education.
Yeah, it used to be. We know that. I don't know about today's teenagers.
Well, there's accounting classes in high school.
Yeah, there are.
Okay, anyway, I didn't know if people had heard that.
No, I didn't hear that. That's a first. You know, I mean, as long as we're talking about teenagers, and I appreciate your call. Thanks for the input on that, Eric.
Okay.
A Texas high school was placed under lockdown. Are you ready for this? This is a high school in Houston. Went into lockdown on Friday after hordes of students stormed out of their classrooms in protest of the school's cell phone ban. James Madison High School staff called for a shelter in place as a precaution after physical violence broke out the day before the new policy was instituted, according to the New York Post. Principal Edgar Contreras told parents the school is currently on lockdown due to concern over recent fights that have occurred on campus. As you know, we communicated yesterday that beginning Monday, students will not be allowed to use their cell phones at any time while they're inside the school building. Cell phones have been at the center of fights that have broken out of our school. Gee, I wonder why. You think it's because students are using this to trash each other and bully each other? And what happens if you take the cell phones away and all of a sudden that little gun-free sign in front of your school? Yeah. And they have no way of communicating with the outside to tell them that the shooter's in their classroom? How's that going to work? Some students who are angry about the policy have caused disruptions, according to the principal. We have additional support from HISD South Division, as well as additional officers from the Houston ISD police at school as we work to keep everyone safe. Yeah, it's called oppression. In response, the students stormed out of the classroom. Some complained the new rule is a violation of the Fourth Amendment in the form of unreasonable search and seizure. They said ban. They didn't say they were going to take your phone. All right, let's get it right now. Nobody's depriving you of life, liberty, or property, and nobody's unreasonably searching your phone and taking your phone away. They just said you can't use it. You see, this is what's going on because all this is getting misplaced. It's the Me Too, all about me, 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 me crowd. Our moms might need to reach us. We need our phones. We're cool staying off our phones in class, but they shouldn't just take them from us. Gee, is that what they're doing, really? It says school cell phone ban. Oh, I can see that. If somebody's on their phone, the teacher takes it away. Now, that would be unreasonable seizure, especially if there's an emergency. I mean, what would happen if the kid was, let's say, epileptic or had a problem with blood sugar, diabetic, level one, you know, what would happen? And they needed medicine and they couldn't get to mom. And the teacher took their phone away. Yeah. Mama, don't take my phone away. Ooh. Yeah. There you have it. Of course, now the Houston Independent School District police monitored the situation. Something else was interesting. All these kids are out on the fence protesting, if you watch the videos. And one of the local store owners there, a pizza shop, decided, you know what? I'm going to support these kids. And he brought all these pizzas. Hot pizzas, hot pizza pie to give to the kids. And guess what? The Houston Independent School District police wouldn't let them through. Gee, I wonder what happened to those pizzas. There was messages inside the boxes. Bully for you guys. Keep up the good work. Now, this is entrepreneurs coming in there to feed the troops as they're out there protesting. And the cops wouldn't let them through. What do you think about that situation? Pretty weird, huh? California is facing a life-threatening storm this week for a week. Yeah, it began over the weekend, continued to intensify through today, dumping rain over the Golden State like they don't need it. They do. But it's expected to sporadically continue through Friday. This storm system is considered the first major storm of a winter whose weather conditions are affected by El Nino, a periodic warming of the eastern Pacific. California had record-breaking snowfall last winter, but was relatively dry this season until now. Wow. So they're getting a little dose there. Mike in Alaska, you're on for the last minute. Go ahead.
Oh, good morning and good week to you, Dave and Todd. Yeah, I'm still on vacation over here. Not for long, though, but in over here in Montana, North Dakota, and they are fighting, we are fighting the carbon capture pipeline from Iowa. Summit Pipeline, they're practicing eminent domain on farmers. And do you want me, can I hold over a second?
Yeah, you can hold over. Tell you, we'll make you a holdover, Mike. We'll be back up to these important messages and we'll continue our conversation with Mike here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
And we're back at 34 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. And before we went to break, we were talking to Mike, who's still on vacation in Montana, and they're fighting this carbon capture pipeline. Mike, welcome back. Thanks for holding. Continue.
Yes, sir. It's the Summit Company, Summit Group, and Biden increased the ethanol and fuel now up to 15%. This pipeline has a 24-inch high-pressure carbon pipeline, pure carbon, and it's going under major rivers, or a river, and lakes, and through next to Indian ground, Native American ground, indigenous, whatever, PC, indigenous, and you don't see them anywhere. You know, I'm all over the state right now enjoying this beautiful weather we're having up here. It's 50 degrees yesterday. Last year it was 36 below. But anyway, I see wells being drilled across the plains. I see thousands of flares going up. And I learned that 60% of North Dakota oil goes overseas. And they are running trucks up here, huge oil trucks, crude oil trucks, everywhere. At night is when you see the flares. It's amazing. It's a surreal image looking across the North Dakota plains. I went up to Canada and to Tioga. It's amazing. It's booming up here. My family's indirectly in the oil fields, and I know farmers that are just they're bringing in money now because they farm, ranch, and they lease their mineral rights out to big companies like Hess or Chevron. But anyway, the farmers in North Dakota have had it on KFIRE AM 550 every day, your time, Dave, at 3 o'clock. Brady and I, we started this fighting this mess about 2 years ago with a carbon capture. They're going to take this 24-inch line. They're going to use it. They're going to inject it to frack for more oil instead of using mud and water because it's coming out slightly radioactive. And they have a problem taking it to the landfill. They have a special landfill for the radioactive mud, fracking mud, where they, I don't know what they do to it, they process it. But anyway, so they're going to use this carbon. They do not know what's going to happen when they fill the voids up with this high-pressure carbon. Can you imagine a 24-inch pipe running nonstop from the farmland, the refinery they're building down below? They're trying to, everybody's fighting them. I don't see this happening, kind of like Solar Millennium Solar Farm down in the Mojave. They got shut down big time. I see the green energy movement getting collapsed. Hertz.
Yeah, we all do.
20,000. Yeah,
we reported on that last week. Yeah, that it's falling apart. That's when we had Steve Gorham on the show, you know, because he was basically saying the same thing, that their Green New Deal is falling apart because everybody's finally realizing, like yourself and Brady, what's going on, and people are speaking up. It's a good thing.
North Dakota, Dave, I've been telling people this for 3 years, is so blue. Burgum was backed up by Bill Gates. He's a buddy of Bill Gates and Microsoft. Kramer went to Ukraine, I call him Senator Ukraine, with Blumenthal. What's that called? Stolen Valor. What's that called? Blumenthal did, Dave? Stolen Valor? Or yeah. Stolen Honor from the... He said he was a Vietnam vet, and he wasn't. Well, seven of them went over there to start the funding for Ukraine. And Senator Ukraine, you never see this guy without him smiling. I mean, his state, they've got fuzzies now, or furries. They allow furries over there in Fargo, in school, they have special feeding bowls for furries. You got, for the people dressing up as animals. North Dakota has always been blue. It's purple right now, and people are finally getting away from the stinking cornhole game tournament and getting serious about saving their state. But anyway, I'll let you go, Dave.
Yeah, I
said enough. Thank
I appreciate
you so much,
it, sir. Mike. Boy, that's an update and a half. See, that's one of the reasons why we have open lines here, folks. Because, see, you would not know unless you have people roaming the countryside taking a look at what's going on, calling the show to let us know. You wouldn't know that. That's one of the reasons why we have that phone line, 844-769-2944, so people can chime in and tell us what's going on in their neck of the woods. Because other people need to know that. I mean, we need to know what's going on inside our country. We've got Congress, like I said, spending money that they don't have, funding programs we don't want, with tax dollars they have to create out of thin air by calling the IMF and saying, yeah, we need to borrow more money. And that's why prices are what they are. And they can't lie to us anymore and tell us that they're not the cause of it. because they are. As a matter of fact, they got to have a way to collect money from us, which is why we have a couple of economy and business stories here to share with you this morning. The Internal Revenue Service intends to raise its enforcement personnel by 40% by the end of this fiscal year, with revenue agents seeing the largest workforce increase. They plan to boost their enforcement staff for FY 2024 by a net of 5,462 employees, according to a IRS watchdog Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration report. This would take the total number of enforcement personnel at the tax agency to 18,960 by the end of FY 24, which is 40% higher than the staffing at the beginning of October of 23. Out of all those net additions, 5,400 and something, 4,700 of them are going to be revenue agents tasked with conducting face-to-face audits of more complex returns. The tax agency intends to add a net 493 special agents for the year who are armed officials investigating potential criminal activities. Staffing of revenue officers will rise by 265 employees. Well, that doesn't sound like all of those armed agents that they were talking about earlier freaking everybody out, does it? Now, we can stop that. You know how you stop it? If you don't want to be harassed and oppressed by the IRS, and you don't want to see this get out of hand, what you do is you start voting in people that are going to do the will of we the people and not the other way around. Because Chuckie Schumer is right in there saying, we have to have a way to collect tax revenue. And that means that if we got to browbeat it out of you with armed IRS agents, well, so be it. Illegal immigrants, by the way, in the Big Apple are going to start getting prepaid debit cards. They have to pledge to use only to buy food. According to New York City records and media reports, $53 million. It's a contract to a company called Mobility Capital Finance, MoCaFi, which will create and distribute the prepaid cards called immediate response cards. MoCaFi is now enemy of the people, looks like. $53 million. Where do you think they're going to get that money from? And they're going to hand it to illegal immigrants. Oh, but you can only use it to buy food. Yeah, right. You see, you give somebody a prepaid debit card for hundreds of dollars. Well, guess what? What's to stop them from going to an ATM and getting money out? Because you got to have, you're going to use the debit card. What do you have to have? A PIN? So they're going to take the PIN and they're going to go to an ATM and they're going to take it out. And when they can sit there and withdraw, because there's nothing in here that says in the story that these cards can't be used to withdraw cash out of an ATM. They're going to turn around and people could buy guns with that on the black market. Then what happens? See, then we go right back to this idea of what's been happening. I mean, remember, there was a guy online posing as a minor because the justice system wasn't doing anything about the pedophiles, and he snagged one of them, arranged to meet him. This was in outside Houston, arranged to meet him, and then he shot him and left him dead in the ditch. Now, this is a pedophile that he murdered, all right? Because the guy showed up thinking he was going to have sex with a minor, and here's this other guy decides he's going to plug him with a few holes, and he left him dead in a ditch. Now the guy's been charged with murder. All right, so now we're in a whole different equation here. I know this has probably got people really riled up now. I mean, this has nothing to do, and it can't, you can't hold a candle to the fact that Tesla's stock price cratered 11% after Elon Musk forecasted notably lower growth in 2024. That means people aren't buying electric vehicles. That means everything we're doing is making a difference by not buying EVs. Now he's suffering. You want to stop the billionaires? Cut them off at the knees. You do that by not buying their stuff, okay? That's how it's done. We the people really care. All right, here's something else. These illegal immigrants. Now what's going to happen when they can go and they can cash in on these cards and they can buy guns? I mean, even Ron DeSantis pointed out these illegals are committing crimes in New York because it's a revolving door up there, the justice system. They just commit crimes. They let them out. And then they come to Florida and spend all the money from all the junk they stole out of the stores and cashed in and fenced. And they take the money, go to Florida and party. And people are asking, well, how come you don't commit crime in Florida? Well, because we'd end up in jail there. Oh, gee, something must be working. But see what happens when they come to your door. What happens when things get out of hand? Are we facing a situation where people might take the law into their own hands? Gee, wouldn't that be called vigilantism? Or would it be society's answer to democracy? Huh. Good question, huh? Go back to the phones. Looks like people are very interested in communicating what's going on in their neck of the woods this morning. Phil in Florida, how are you, sir?
Good. Thank you, Dave. Good morning to you and everybody. I just wanted to mention a 16-minute video about the border. I emailed it in earlier to you and Catherine. It's on BitChute, and I really recommend this. Richie from Boston, he's popular on the internet for years, and he's at the border, and it's what's really happening at the Texas border. I'm here now, and God bless these guys that actually get in their vehicles and go to check for themselves and take a camera and film it and put it up on the internet where you still can. I think you have to go to these other platforms now to do so. But I did email it to you and Catherine, and it's on BitChute, folks. What's really happening at the Texas border? I'm here now. Richie from Boston, he's been on the ground down there. And the whole thing, we talked about this the other day, the whole thing that park there in Eagle Pass, it's theater and political theater. And this is serious, folks. And you've been mentioning it, Dave, we've got hundreds of thousands of our troops all over the world, man. And they need to be here protecting our border first off. And the other thing that I have to say is what's going on to those poor Palestinians, and for the Israeli military to be cutting off their supply of food, and literally they're starving to death, and they're eating dogs and cats if they can find them, and there's just hardly anything we can do. But I like how the Power Hour people always mention prayer. And that's something we can do. And a former host on the Power Hour, Sam, the female woman, called me. We've stayed in touch. And she was calling me about the same thing last night. And that if enough of us pray, kind of like that singing revolution that Joyce used to talk about, the Estonians, you know, if more and more of us could pray, there's something to that, you know, and pray for these poor people in Palestine getting slaughtered and starved to death. And there's other callers, so I'll shut up. I just wanted to mention that video, what's really happening at the Texas border. I'm here now, Richie from Boston, and please watch and share. Thank you so much, Dave. I hope you all have a good day. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate it, Phil. Thanks for your call. That's the one thing about the Texas border I wanted to mention before we move on to the phone lines here, because everybody's got some input this morning, which is good. The little thing that they were doing with this convoy, God's army, whatever the libtards want to call it. I know I shouldn't say that. Here's the thing. It the mouse that roared, much ado about nothing. They all had music concerts and they did their little stage thing and made announcements and prayed and okay. What came of it? They just drew attention to something we're already very well aware of. Now, Phil, I'll tell you what. I do appreciate you bringing up the back channels. This is what's important. What's important is that now, because we can't get the truth out of mainstream media, now we have to go to the back channels like Brighteon, BitChute, and Rumble in order to get the news besides us. You know, I mean, that's why we have thepowerhour.com, because we do that email blast for everybody. But I mean, if you've got the time to go watch videos, if you have that kind of time, I mean, people can get so absorbed in these back channels. And see, don't be surprised. And here's the warning about it. You got to make sure the information you're getting is accurate, because you see, the other side is figured out. All they got to do to infiltrate is start putting misinformation out on those back channels to counter the PSYOP. You follow? We talked about the alt-right, the alt-left, and everything else that's going on. You got to be careful. I mean, yeah, you can see, because a picture is worth a thousand words. And, you know, we're eager to share what Phil sent in, and we will. So moving right along, Debbie in Indiana, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. I tried to get through Friday, but couldn't. I didn't want to interrupt any of your
We were having problems with the phones then.
Okay, but Thursday, around here, our biggest oil refinery is BP.
Right.
And there was a fire there Thursday.
Put smoke in the air, did it?
Pardon?
I said it put smoke in the air, did it?
Oh, I don't know. I can't see, but it's only maybe 25 miles from where I live.
Wow. So there was a fire at BP and British Petroleum. Oh, okay.
And that's all I've heard about it so far.
Yeah, we haven't heard anything. I mean, it's not surprising that the mainstream media, I mean, look how long it took them to actually get a handle on what's going on in East Palestine, Ohio. And they're still dealing with that. All these people are still being poisoned up there. So, you know, like I said, I'm not going to use the BP incident in Indiana to sit there and carry on a tirade about East Palestine. I think everybody's had it up to here with the federal government and how they treat this situation. Can't even get Biden, even though he says, well, I'm going to visit East Palestine. Yeah, really? I mean, come on. Now he's going to visit? A year after?
Yeah.
Now? Come on. You really think the government cares about us? See, this is why I posted about the government. My new Substack post, Substack, DaveKrieger.substack.com, is out there right now. Concept number 5 got posted yesterday, and it's basically why the government is spending all this money on its own infrastructure and the heck with the rest of us. I appreciate your heads up on that, Debbie. Kevin in Ohio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave. Everyone out there. A couple things real quick. I'm going to keep mentioning this until election time.
Okay.
Dominion voting machines, period.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then, secondly, we have oil and gas wells going in like crazy around here still, eastern Ohio. Huh. Yeah, they just... I mean, just, I live in the hills, in backwoods, and I have to wait for these big long convoys of waste fracking trucks, the fluids, and the big sandboxes that they have to use for fracking. Mm. You have to, you know, just wait, and real little roads, country roads. And then I'm looking for Biden to make his biggest blunder. Where could he make the biggest speech where we can really see him exposed? And I looked into the annual speech, State of the Nation, State of the Union, whatever they call it. Mm-hmm. And they've got that scheduled for the week, Super Tuesday week. And I couldn't find it. He did it once in January. He this President Yehu, and once in February. Now he's going to do it in March. So we got like a State of the Union for a year and a half or something coming up.
Well, you know, and I posted. I know it. I posted under good news, by the way, since you're talking about the moron in the White House. He now under good news, and I put it under good news. People are going to go, wait a minute, you posted it under good news? Joe Biden holds the lowest January approval rating in election year history of all modern presidents. 37.7% approval. The lowest. I put it under good news. Come on, really? I mean, no, who could be worse than Carter? Oh, my gosh. Carter was at 58%. Wow. Kevin, thanks so much for your call. I just, you know, you keep calling. I'll tell you what. I've got Jared Lovelace coming on the show here after the top of the hour break. Here's something that you want to get people's take on what's going on. Tune into this. You're going to love this. We'll be back after these words. Stay with us.
Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.